Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps here, Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin today. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. She's done a great job covering everything there is to cover in the Deshaun Watson situation. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
How's it going, Mary Kay?
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing well.
How close are you to your legal degree?
Oh, well, I have had to refresh my mind on a lot of these terms, and I think we're all experts now.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it? Hearing, the details have been sketchy on this, Mary Kay, but the hearing is either taking place or supposed to take place in some location, and the NFL is going to plead its case. And Sue Robinson is going to listen to this, and the NFLPA and everything else. How long do you think this process takes? And then after that, how long do you think until we have some kind of decision on this?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much just guessing at this point, but I'm guessing that the hearing will take at least a couple of days. It'll either go through today or maybe also tomorrow. And then Sue L. Robinson can ask for more documents if she feels that she needs them. So if she needs a little bit more time, it won't be handed down. I think there are some people that think it could be the July 1st Friday news dump, and it could be that. Or it could stretch into next week. And I've been saying, of course, it will happen when I'm on a flight to London on Wednesday, July 6th. I'm sure I'll be over the pond and the news will break, and I won't be able to get on the internet and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, but it could happen as early as this week. And I think, people should just be ready for whatever.
I mean, if anything, Mary Kay, while you're over there, break some transfer news more than anything. I mean, that's we want to find out, Liverpool got a striker coming, Manchester United on a winger.
Oh,
that's what
God,
we're looking
Mary
for
Kay,
here.
You got them going.
That's what
soccer.
We need. That's the information.
Mary Kay. I figured I can advance one of the Browns games that will probably be there over the next couple of years.
Yeah, there you go.
Mary Kay, there have been reports everywhere. Indefinite suspension of at least a year. What does that mean from the NFL standpoint? Is that their blanket statement of saying we're trying to drop the hammer here, now it's up to the judge? Or is it their way of saying we're not sure where things are yet because there could be more cases and we want to leave it open so that we can do anything we want?
Well, first of all, I wrote definitively last night that within the last 10 days, or at least 10 days ago, Deshaun Watson, Sue L. Robinson, and the NFLPA were informed by the NFL that they are recommending the indefinite suspension for a minimum of a year. So, that's something that, you can take that one to the bank. So that's what they're going for. Now, will Sue L. Robinson, after she hears all sides of this, will she abide by that and hand down the indefinite suspension for a minimum of a year? She probably will. I'm thinking that will be the initial ruling. And then it's just a matter of, upon appeal, does it hold up? So, yes, they do indefinite because anything, all of the other things that could be coming down the road, they don't want to have to do this twice. They don't want to, kind of mess it up the first time. And this gives them an out. This gives them an option to do a number of things, but also give him what they feel is the length of punishment he should have.
Mary Kay, do we have any idea when an appeal would take place with this? Would it just be an immediate follow-up, or would there be a time limit in between?
He would have 3 days within which to file the appeal. So it would. I think it would go pretty quickly. I mean, you know, these guys have been all working on this for a long time. So I just don't think it would take that long at all for Roger Goodell. And he'll hear the appeal. I don't think it's going to take a whole long time, or, you know, another few months. I know everyone wants this wrapped up by training camp, which opens July 27th, so everyone can have some resolution on this. The Browns have to figure out what they're doing at quarterback. If Deshaun Watson is out for the entire year, do they, you know, do they still feel really good about Jacoby Brissett for that amount of time? Do they go out and add it? I think they will add another quarterback, but, you know, will it be behind Jacoby Brissett? So there are a lot of things to still figure out.
Mary Kay, the way this plays out, and as you reported, indefinite, at least a year, and you think that the judge, Sue Robinson, will go ahead and say yes. If that plays out that way, is that a better scenario for the Browns than if they ended up getting a 12-game suspension and he's able to play 5 this year, but they lose a year of contractual control?
Well, that will be part of the disciplinary settlement in the end. Whether or not the contract tolls to next year and they keep their 5 years of rights for Deshaun Watson, that will all be part of the ultimate settlement. They will work through those issues. And, of course, that's what the Browns want to happen. They want to end up with all 5 years of Deshaun's contract. If they don't, then they are essentially losing $46 million right off the top, because even though his base salary is only about $1 million this year, they would still be losing, the average is $46 million. They would be losing 1 year of that, and so that would go right down the drain. They don't want that to happen, and it's not, of course, just the money, which is huge, but it's just losing Deshaun for a whole year when you, you know, you hired him to come here over the next 5 years and try to get to at least a couple of Super Bowls. So I'm sure that will all be part of the negotiations.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So a lot of this falling on what happens with Deshaun Watson in this trial. If Deshaun Watson is suspended for an entire season, and that's the big if that comes out of all of this, is there a quarterback outside of the building that would come in here as a backup to Jacoby Brissett, or possibly in a quarterback competition with Jacoby Brissett?
You know, that's a good question. And I think the Browns have an order of operations here, and that they were, for the most part, trying to figure out what this suspension is going to be, and then, you know, really take a hard look at what they need to do after that. I mean, you don't want to go out and trade for a quarterback and then find out that Deshaun, upon appeal, is going to be back for the final 9 games of the season or whatnot. So they have contingency plans. Of course they do. This is a very organized front office. So they have looked into every eventuality and every single possibility. They have to. And, you know, it's just a matter of if they think that there is someone out there worth trading for. And I know people have talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, originally, they were not interested in Jimmy Garoppolo as an upgrade to Baker Mayfield. But is Jimmy Garoppolo, do they feel now that he would be an upgrade to Jacoby Brissett? Hard to say. I think it's still unlikely at this point. But, you know, once you sit down and have discussions, if Deshaun is out for the full year, you know, I think there will be some new eyes on this.
I think it's interesting, Mary Kay. We did a little segment yesterday looking at options that are out there, and we've all been looking at those. But I thought after Jimmy Garoppolo, after perhaps Sam Darnold, and after perhaps Cam Newton, who's a free agent, and there's not a whole lot out there. You'd have to get really creative. A buddy of mine threw out the name Teddy Bridgewater. He's backing up Tua in Miami. Okay, maybe add him to the mix. But the options aren't really good ones, Mary Kay. So I'm real curious to see how they proceed and if Baker has any shot at all at being involved in this.
Well, once again, you guys know that I say this over and over and over and over again. Never say never. Never say never.
I agree with
you.
I
mean, right? I mean, went, you know, the Browns did not think that Deshaun Watson was going to be suspended for the entire season, and now he might be. So, you know, so your thoughts on things can change. I still do not think Baker Mayfield is going to be playing football for the Cleveland Browns.
And I agree.
I still think that is very highly unlikely because the bridges are burned. But again, he's under contract. Stranger things have happened. We thought Josh Gordon was never coming back here again. I mean, so many things have happened over, you know, the past 30 years that you thought, well, you know what, that's a never. But I just don't think so. I don't see it. But again, who knows what will happen once this whole thing comes down.
Mary Kay, how comfortable do you believe the Browns are with Jacoby Brissett starting 16 games or 17 games? Sorry, I still can't get that right.
Give it time.
I think they're comfortable. I think they are comfortable with it. That doesn't mean that they won't explore alternatives, because that's what they do at every single position at all times. They are always looking to have the best player they can at every single spot. So, of course, I do think that they will continue to do that. And if they find something they like better, then, you know, then they will look into acquiring that player somehow. But at this point, I think they feel like they do have a strong enough supporting cast that they can win games with Jacoby Brissett and get through the season.
Okay, how did he look in minicamp, and how did he go over with his teammates?
Oh, he gets along really well with his teammates. He's a real personable guy. He's very likable. He got along great with Deshaun Watson. It's good quarterback room. He looked fine. I mean, we only saw, I think, a total of 4 practices, so we didn't see a ton. They were trying to give Deshaun Watson as many reps as they possibly could, a lot of the second-team reps as well as the first-team reps. So we didn't see a ton of Jacoby Brissett. And, you know, it's a different style of offense if you're going to be playing him or Deshaun Watson. But he's a good game manager. He can hold down the fort and possibly even, you know, help the Browns make a little noise in 2022 if they don't have Deshaun.
Did you get a chance to see any of Joshua Dobbs? And the only reason I ask is due to the fact that this is Cleveland, and if we know anything, it's that multiple quarterbacks play every single season.
Yeah, we saw him. You know, he got some reps. He got a few. He had a handful of reps. So you can't really, you know, base anything on that. So, you know, I can't honestly say I've got a great and thorough scouting report on you, for you, on everything Josh Dobbs. From the 4 practices that we saw, very minimal reps.
Makes total sense, and that's exactly what I thought. It's just one of those in my head. I'm like, okay, so if you're going to go with Jacoby Brissett and then he gets banged up, you know, it's all of a sudden you're down the slippery slope of wondering, okay, what is this going to look like, and is this team that is primed and built to make a Super Bowl / playoff run all of a sudden without its quarterback going to be just a mess? And we're down into the mess that we have been in the last couple of years as well. And that's the only reason I continue to look at this, because I think guys at this team are going to be upset if the organization doesn't have the same want of a Super Bowl that the players do. And that's what I worry about, Mary Kay.
Yeah, there are so many layers to this. So many layers to this. And, you know, it's really a very, very difficult situation. But in terms of Jacoby Brissett, again, I think the feeling is they have such a good defense, such a good running game, a good offensive line, that he doesn't have to be great. He has to manage the game. He has to not turn the ball over. He has to let the defense do its job. That would have to include a lot of takeaways to continue to give the offense the ball. There would be a lot of running game still. But I think that the Browns feel that Jacoby Brissett is probably better than a lot of fans think he is.
All right, so hearing could take a little while. Buckle up, here we go. That's basically it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could take a little while. It could take just today, and then, you know, and then Sue L. Robinson puts her head down and decides what she wants to do after just today. So, you know, chances are it will. I've had one person tell me they think it will stretch into next week. I don't think it'll go far beyond next week, but that's definitely a possibility.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you very much. We appreciate the insight, and we'll follow you in the plaindealercleveland.com because you'll be all over this.
And enjoy London. I'm beyond jealous.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. There
always wanted to go.
Mary
on
Kay
the bucket
Cabot,
list.
Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler.
Care,
thanks, Mary Kay. North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Always wanted to go. It's so cool.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great thing about doing a live radio show is you never know what pops up. So we were going to talk just a little bit about the United States Football League Championship that's being played at Tom Benson Stadium in Canton coming up on, I believe it's Sunday. It's coming up this weekend. And we'll be doing that a little later in the week. Why? Because something just popped up there on the Twitter that is kind of interesting. And it's a gentleman who's in Norman, Oklahoma, named Kerry Murdoch, who apparently is in attendance at a football camp being held by a certain quarterback who wore an orange helmet last year and wore the number 6.
That is correct. And played in most of, he played in what, 16 of the 17?
Most of them with a bad shoulder.
Most of them with a bad shoulder. Depending what he should or should not.
This gentleman's name is Kerry Murdoch, and he says up there on the Twitter, I asked Baker Mayfield if there was any chance for a reconciliation with the Browns if they were without their quarterback this season. He said the Browns would have to reach out to start that process. Mayfield said he has moved on. Then another tweet with a quote, no, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides. That's what Baker said when asked if a reconciliation could be reached if Deshaun Watson has to sit out this season. Keywords there, for that to happen, and I think. So I read these quotes from Baker Mayfield, and to me they scream, he's not completely opposed to the idea. Of course, he's moved on. In his mind, he has. He asked for a trade. Then the Browns went out and made a trade and got a quarterback. They had an unhappy quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the fact that they were contacting Deshaun Watson, even though the Browns had said they would try to upgrade the position. Browns probably owed him a courtesy phone call. That probably was mistake number one.
Yes.
And he didn't get it. As soon as Deshaun Watson turned the Browns down, Baker said, I want a trade. And it's, you know, beyond repair, blah, 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 blah. But now again, here you go. When asked about a reconciliation with the Browns, he said, no. And then followed that up with, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides. Could that be any more vague?
So I think it's vague, but it kind of tells you exactly where everything sits with Baker, because the bridge was burned when it got leaked to Chris Mortensen that the Browns wanted an adult in the room. That was like the gasoline was dumped and the spark was thrown. That the minute that that came out, that upset Baker's camp like there was no tomorrow. Just that comment of they want an adult in the room. That quote that you had from Casey Murdoch, who works for works down in Norman, Oklahoma, covers the Sooners, all that kind of good stuff. I read into it as, I think we have moved on, but there is a dollar amount that you can come to that'll make this all go away.
Yeah, it's $18.8 million.
Oh, I think it's higher, Jeff.
And I think it is.
And I think it's $18.8 million for this year and maybe $20.4 million for 2023 and maybe a player option for 2024 of about $28 million. What I read into that.
You know they're not giving him a contract extension when they've given $230 million guaranteed to Deshaun Watson. You know that, right?
How desperate are you?
Not desperate enough to give two guaranteed contracts to quarterbacks at big money.
How desperate are you?
Not that desperate.
But if you're Baker, that's what he's saying. At least that's what I read into this.
I don't think he is.
You
know what I think he's saying? I need a chance to go quarterback a football team next year so I can establish my value in the free agent market for 2023.
Agreed. And now again, I do not think Baker Mayfield is taking another snap. I will quote Mary Kay Cabot, though, in saying never say never. But if you were to sit me down and say, here's the lie detector test, tell me, it's that Baker Mayfield does not take a snap for this football team ever again.
I would say that's where the smart money would be placed. Yes.
But we all know that no matter how bad a relationship is and no matter how bitter it gets, there's a number that can solve it.
And they're not going to pay him another big contract. That's not happening.
If your goal right now, and I know there are a lot of people out there who can't stand Baker and think he is a horrible quarterback and a mess.
I don't.
He's
competent.
Right. If you build...
At least competent.
If you build the quarterback list right now, and you sat there with a pen and a piece of paper, and you wrote down every single quarterback and put them 1 through 32, and I am enough of a nerd that I will do that every so often, and just build quarterback tiers on top of that, like Mike Sando, you find out Baker Mayfield sits about 22. Probably about there. That's at least where I had him, was 22. There are 21 other quarterbacks that I would rather have before Baker Mayfield takes a snap. So again, I asked the question, because Jacoby Brissett on my list is not above where Baker Mayfield is.
Nor
He's
mine.
Fine. He's competent. He gets the job done. He's a great backup quarterback in that every time you watch him play, you will be looking around going, oh God, we got to get somebody better.
I just think that Baker didn't slam the door shut.
If your goal is the playoffs and to capitalize on the roster that you have in front of you, who gets you there?
Well, I just found it interesting that it didn't feel to me as if he slammed the door. Just for information's sake, free agent quarterbacks in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So if Baker can get on the field, have a good year, this is who he would be competing against for dollars. And there are a ton of them. I'll just give you some of the bigger names. Gardner Minshew, Jarrett Stidham.
I would bring a Gardner Minshew in a heartbeat.
Jarrett Stidham.
No.
Davis Webb.
I know. Texans like him for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but okay. They're professionals and I'm not.
That's not the same guy.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of somebody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Davis Webb's with the Giants. Or was. Let's see. Drew Lock, Nick Mullins, Chase Daniel, Blaine Gabbert, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's the biggie.
That's interesting.
Taylor Heineke, Kyle Allen, Mike White, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett, Case Keenum, Mason Rudolph, Daniel Jones, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, Baker, Tom Brady, and Jimmy G. If Baker can get himself on a football field next year as a starting quarterback, he stands to be the prize of the free agent class in 2023. That's why, at least this is how we're interpreting what he was quoted as saying. That's why he's smart enough to know. And I give him credit for that. Who knows? But the fact that he said for that to happen, and then he said, I think, that sounds very open to me. And good for him, if that's the case. Come in here, if this turns out to be, as bad as we think it could be, come in here, keep your mouth shut, and light it up. And then you want to stick it to the team that you wanted to be traded from? Go play great and leave. And, if Deshaun Watson's able to play in 2023, if he's not able to play in 2022, okay, the Browns are happy. They have their guy, who they clearly wanted more, and he's a better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But Baker would establish some real value going into the free agent market in 2023. The wording of the quote, I think, is just interesting, and it's food for thought.
I stand behind. I think if you, at least how I look at this, if I read this quote, there's a dollar amount.
You think he's actually looking for a contract
extension?
Because that's, I disagree completely.
Because they're desperate. They're desperate.
I disagree. They don't need to do that, Dan.
I mean, Mary Kay just told you, Jacoby Brissett, they feel comfortable enough with Jacoby Brissett keeping the train on the tracks.
But he has a contract for next year already.
That's great. This is modern sports. The contract, I mean, we're about to witness it in the NBA.
We threw
a backflip because Kyrie Irving decided to opt in.
What recourse does he have?
And by the way, he's still talking to the Lakers. This is modern sports.
What recourse does he have? Nope, I'm not coming unless you give me a new contract.
Right.
Okay. And they don't. And now we don't have to pay you because you're not going to show up. Thank you.
Yeah, we can fine you the entire way. And that's great. But again, and look, that locker room was divided. It was toxic last year inside of there. We have read all of the things that have come out of there involving Baker Mayfield. It is not an ideal situation. It is not the one that everybody signed up for. It's not the one that everybody loved. But if the Jimmy G asking price is too high, which we can all agree that Jimmy G is probably an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett, if Sam Darnold is the mess that, you know, you have some hope still, I have lost all hope on Sam Darnold. You have a little bit of hope on Josh Rosen, I have lost all hope on Josh Rosen.
I have a very little hope in Josh Rosen.
Right. You start realizing that when we go down this list, it gets really ugly in a hurry.
I know. My only thought is the disagreement we have here is I don't think the Browns have any reason to give this guy more money. They're already paying him almost $19 million. Show up and play. I mean, if you are under contract and they ask you to work under the terms of your contract, well, that's what a contract is for. You don't have to show up and, you know, if you don't show up, you don't get paid. It's pretty simple.
Well, and then
you don't establish your value because then you've sat out a year and you haven't played since you had shoulder surgery.
And there's a couple things that could also go with that when it comes to the, we'll call it a bump in pay for damages. We'll call it that. A, you could write in there that he needs to keep his mouth shut. And not go out every single press conference and light the organization on fire, because we all know that did wonders for team building.
Although they could just fine him for conduct detrimental to the team, that's a bad deal.
They could do that as well. You know, as a high school English teacher once told me, insubordination is a broad punishment.
It really is, isn't it?
It is. It's perfect. He used to write it on detention slips all the time. He'd just write insubordination, and he's like, it covers everything.
That worked out well. Well, keep that little tweet in mind. We'll talk more about it coming up at 1 o'clock with Josina Anderson. Covers the NFL for CBS Sports, longtime ESPN reporter. Josina, happy to join us today at 1 o'clock. So we're looking forward to that. Mandy Bell covers the Guardians for MLB.com. Those are the same Guardians who are hotter than blazes and now have the longest losing streak in Major League Baseball. Mandy, next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.